from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Look, we got to break into this Austin Riley stuff before we get to tonight's series.
You sure? Can we just not talk more about
Kelly?
I mean,
like, and Kelly
trimester?
Hitting in the crossover, man.
From
like,
trending in the right direction, too.
It just seems like if we're on air 5 days a week, at least three of those, you have a piece of Braves news that you're like, golly, I don't really want to talk about. It's what it feels like anyways. But 6 to 8 weeks, the timeline for him with the hand injury, and you knew it was going to be something like that because – and here's how I always diagnose these things, and we talked about this a little bit yesterday. He was hit, and then he goes to first base, and then between innings is when you always get, like, the swelling. You know what I mean? And then they pluck him off first base and obviously put Luke in there at the third base spot, and you're like, that ain't good. Like, if he went to first base and then later got pulled out, to me that's always a worse scenario than doing it the other way around, man.
That and then their inconclusive results – which, yeah. You know, you talked about it yesterday. You know, that there are some of those stadiums are outdated with their machines, and some of them are just, you know, they don't give the best results. But
it's all about a budget. You know what I mean? How much money do you have for the X-ray machine in your stadium?
Well, you know, yeah, but 1 + 1 = 2, and you know, you take him out after the, like you said, mid inning, and then they're inconclusive, and you just know the next thing was, yep. MRI results, basically that told me they didn't like what they saw from those, but they didn't trust their stuff, so they want to let the swelling go down a little bit, get him home, and maybe see what their machine said, and it confirmed what we didn't want to know.
Yeah, Kelly, what do you? What was your initial reaction to not only when he got hit, but because who was it that dropped the F word in front of the?
I think it was Laureano.
but he just said, your thoughts on when he got hit and when the news came yesterday.
Yeah, I think that's the same reaction that all of Braves country kind of had. And all of us that cover this team and want to see them be successful, it's like, man, how does this keep happening? Another one. Like, it just seems like a curse at this point. Yeah. It's, you can't even make it up.
Yeah, they had a graphic earlier. I was watching, one of the broadcasts of MLB Network or ESPN or something, and it was like, put up six players that are really six of your top players that have missed significant time. And obviously with three of those now getting through the end of the regular season, I guess most likely, if you want to call it that. But then you add in the other guys that have had short-term injuries, the Albies, the Harrises of the world that have also been very, very difficult to stomach. Sean Murphy also, obviously being one of those. And then, Bo, you try to pivot, man, to tonight and the series that is. And you're always bright side, Bo, when it comes to these Braves, man. But I got to be honest with the people out there listening. I don't think you felt that great walking in here this morning, man. You kind of brought the vibes down a little bit.
Well, I didn't bring the vibes down for us. I maybe.
Ooh, I don't know. I think that's our decision to make, isn't it, Kelly? I think we can tell you whether or not
the vibes have been
down.
Spicy today. Okay. Well, is the adjective I will use.
Yeah. Well, first off, I will tell you you're wrong, Mike. I don't know.
Shocker.
Whatever you said, you're just wrong. No,
you're not right.
That's right. That's right. That's right. You know, the reality is
he did. He said that's right. He said it.
Well, I was saying it to you, not Mike. Don't get them confused. That honestly, this is the type of game that the Braves will get beat at 9-0 today night. Lopez is coming back. That's what everything has been said. He's going to face Zach Wheeler. Zach Wheeler kind of has this mean on for the Braves. He's a Paulding County guy. Went to East Paulding High School, and he just seems
to, what for the Braves.
I'm not going to repeat it. I don't know if I can get myself in trouble that or not. But he pitches well against the Braves, and I would too against my home team if they let me go to the Mets. And then I had to sign with the Phillies, get paid. I don't blame him for that. That said, it just feels like the morale is going to be very low, and I don't know what we see from this team. And this is the kind of game in the last couple of years we would win. But this year, it's felt like we've lost, and that's kind of where I'm trending at. I'm going with how they've played this year. I'm the overly optimistic guy when it comes to my sports teams a lot of times. But the Braves, the 2024 Braves have been what Desmond Ridder was to me last year, where I have I've been so reluctant to get off the train, and I don't know how many more Carolina picks, interceptions inside the red zone to lose the game that I need to see. Before I just say, you know what, I don't know what they can do anymore.
There's too much Atlanta sports trauma in what you just said. I apologize to all the listeners
there,
out there.
He fit
just
it all
went
in
all
there.
In. But no, I mean, there are two cases that you could see here. The best scenario would be that the Braves pull within six if they take 2 of 3, like the last time that they played Philly. But the worst case scenario is what you're detailing, because it doesn't seem like they ever play well against Wheeler, and then Nola goes Wednesday. Feels like they never hit well against those guys, and then now you lose Austin Riley. It's just the reality of it seems like too much to overcome.
We're going to try our best here on the show not to start your day off on the wrong foot, but I'm just telling you right now, today is one of the more challenging days when it comes to that.
Well, I feel that I need to be honest with people, and that is to me the most important thing. I'll say this: if there was a moment in his career with this organization where he could endear the fans to him more than ever, and it's not hitting 54 home runs, it's none of that. It is the next month and a half for Matt Olson. To me, this is, I don't want to put too much pressure on somebody, but you know what? You are making almost $30 million a year. This is your moment. This is the moment. I think he's making 24. This is your moment, though. This is that chance. If there's ever been one, this next month and a half to step up and put this team on your back, because I tell you what, Marcel's back's probably a little tired in the middle of August now.
Well, and too, isn't that part of the gut punch in the Austin Riley thing, is that he wasn't hitting that well for a little bit, and then he finally started heating up, and it does seem like his, you know, hard contact rate has been great, you know, throughout the last, I don't know, let's call it 2 months. And that just makes us even worse. I mean, when Ronald Acuna went down, he wasn't exactly tearing the cover off the ball, right? When Ozzie Albies goes down, he's not exactly tearing the cover off the ball. Austin Riley, it's complete opposite, right? I mean, this is a guy who's been hitting the ball hard and who you've been kind of relying on so far.
Especially in a season when there haven't been a lot of offensive bright spots. When you had a few glimmers of hope on that side of the ball, you kind of were clinging to those things. And then you get Michael Harris back on this road trip, and it felt like, okay, maybe things are trending in the right direction, and then this happens.
Yeah,
and a good road trip, too. 6-4 on the West Coast is pretty freaking good, especially the way they started, you know?
Yeah. This hour brought to you by Morgan & Morgan. Injured? Hire Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. We come back. The Falcons, the newest Falcons, stepped up to the podium yesterday, and boy, was it beautiful to hear. They're happy to be in the fold. You'll hear from their next. Coming up on the other side, it's the Morning Shift, Sports Radio 92.9.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.